Depending on your age, you may know Jeff Corwin from his wildlife shows on Animal Planet in the early 2000s, or his more recent work, including the show Ocean Treks with Jeff Corwin. This Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., he'll be speaking at Bridgewater College about his 30-year globe-trotting career, including his newest show, Wildlife Nation.
As soon as we open the door, we see her, a mother peregrine falcon, ready to protect her nest and her offspring at any cost. As soon as we remove the guardrails and step onto the catwalk,
coming right in for you.
She begins to dive bomb our team with incredible speed.
Coming in hot.
Coming in from below. Come on, go right to the box.
This right here is a nesting box for a peregrine falcon.
She's getting close, getting close, getting close.
When I spoke with Corwin last week, he was out in Kentucky looking for endangered salamanders.
Our mission is we travel coast to coast from New England to California, from Alaska to New Mexico, and we're exploring the incredible wildlife that we all share in our national backyard and the amazing conservation heroes that are fighting to save them.
One of his favorite experiences while filming the series so far was a recent trip to Alaska.
We're this Aleutic Alaska Native community. We're actually bringing bison back to the Alaskan prairie and ecosystem. People don't realize that we're Alaskan bison, but 300 years ago, whilst there was 60 million bison, by the turn of the 19th into the 20th century, there were only 300 surviving bison in the whole American West. This Alaskan Native community are working with tribal communities of Native Americans in the lower 48 to move pure strain Yellowstone bison to Alaska to reintroduce this species. And that, to me, was an epic project.
He said working with Native and tribal communities on conservation efforts has been a highlight of the show.
So we just came back from this incredible story on Fort Belknap, where they're reintroducing black-footed ferrets to the prairie. This is a species that became extinct, and through incredible efforts, it has an opportunity for recovery after it was rediscovered, and it's been such a journey to get to this point. And there's, I think, about 400 of them living in the wild. But that's a lot when you compare it to something that was once extinct. So we did this incredible project on this tribal community. We were vaccinating wild ferrets against plague, working with the ecosystem restoration projects.
He might possibly do an episode in Virginia.
We're looking at a project that's looking at hellbenders, which are these really cool giant salamanders that live in cold mountain streams, and looking at projects about the recovery of eastern brook trout and Chesapeake Bay conservation. So there's a lot of connections there.
His talk at Bridgewater will also include the challenges we face in protecting the planet and its inhabitants.
We live in very unprecedented times where we have consumed, in less than 100 years, we've consumed nearly 70% of all our planet's nature. And that's collectively in species, habitat, and wildlife. So what can we do in our own lives to make a difference to ensure that these resources get to move forward to the next generation?
The lecture is free and open to the public. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., and face masks are required indoors, regardless of vaccination status. For WMRE News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.